Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our weekly look at national and local politics. I'm Noah Taborda. This week, 5th Ward Councilmember Matt Pitzer sits down to discuss proposed wage changes for city employees and other budgetary concerns for the 2019 fiscal year. What actually are the changes that are being made to the fiscal year 2019 budget for wages?
Well, there are three changes that have been proposed and that would be included in the final budget. The first one would increase the minimum pay for all city employees to $15. The second component would move employees with at least 5 years of experience who are eligible to move to the midpoint of their salary range. And then the third component would be an additional 20 cents an hour raise across the board. The purpose of that 20 cent raise would be to make sure that no employees actually see a decrease in their take-home pay because of some temporary pay changes that we made during the previous fiscal year.
So how much is this going to cost the city, and where is that money coming from?
So the total out of the general fund is about $1.4 million for the fiscal 19 year. The way we are funding it, number one, we looked at the revenue projections that were included in the city manager's original budget. The council decided that we thought those were a little too pessimistic. The second thing that we did was we assumed some more realistic projections on vacancies and turnover within the departments across the city. And then the third thing we did was we looked at some of the funding of some internal service funds. We reduced the amount that's going to a couple of those funds because they had been overfunded over the last few years. So when you combined all those three actions, that allowed us to fund that total of $1.4 million in pay increases.
You suggested using $400,000 in general fund to staff downtown police. Mm-hmm. Why did you think that was important as opposed to some of the other propositions?
My idea would have created, dedicated positions that would be filled and go to that job. Now, it would have come out of those pay increases for, other employees. And, it's a balancing act. I mean, every city employee is underpaid. We've tried to do what we can. Funding is a challenge. So if we had allocated the $1 million toward pay increases and then the other $400,000 to creating this additional presence, I felt that that was a good balance. The other council members, wanted to go with the full amount going toward the pay.
Is there anything going forward that city council really has their eye on as far as making sure that city employees are put in a good situation as far as wage goes or anything else?
I think that it's, really become apparent over the last year or two that, employee pay hadn't been keeping up with the rest of the marketplace. So, city employees are never going to be, the highest paid employees in their field. That's just not how, government works, nor should it. But, we need to have some meaningful raises and meaningful compensation increases in order to keep the folks that we do have, because they do have other opportunities. So, we are in competition with other entities. And if we have a great deal of turnover, we're not delivering the services that citizens are paying for.
City Council will finalize the 2019 fiscal year budget at their next meeting on September 17th. That's it for this week. I'm Noah Taborda. Thanks for listening.